So in studio I have Derek Evans, and he's a member of the Hoth Sea Angling Club. Hello, Derek, how are you?
Great, Noel, thank you very much.
The clubhouse, tell me about the clubhouse.
Yeah, well, the clubhouse, as I say, was built in 1993, and it's a fine building. In fact, it's the biggest in Ireland, if not Europe. As one who travels across country, mm-hmm. I can vouch for that, it's a fantastic building. And when we hold our functions, we can house 110 people. We also look after the local Hoth Historical Society. They hold their meetings there on a regular basis. The Hoth Singing Circle, they hold their meetings there as well. And on a Sunday night, we have this sing-along group of some 60, 70 people who come along and incorporate within the evening. They have a line dancing section where most of the people who attend take part. That is a lifeblood to the club at the moment, and we're very pleased to have them with us. Mm-hmm. They're all from the area, from the local area in Hoth, and it's great to see them there. The clubhouse itself has a library which consists of angling books, everything to do with angling and so on. It also has some fish that are mounted fish of all the different species that one is liable to catch at sea. We're in the process of putting in a chair lift from the ground floor up to the first floor, which is the meeting room. That's going in fact, in the next week or two, and that can accommodate people who otherwise can't climb the stairs mm-hmm. too handily. There's also a balcony which has an overview of the Island's Eye, and all in all, it's a fantastic building to have.
It sounds terrific, apart from what the use is that it's for. Just to go there and look out over the bay seems to be a great bonus. Can I ask you about the fishing itself? What differentiates sea angling to its people? I was out there yesterday, people that you'd see throwing the line from the shore. What's the difference? Is it different equipment for both? Or
yeah, well, there's obviously boat fishing equipment. We, as I say, we have our own boats and we run our own competitions. We are also affiliated to the Irish Federation of Sea Anglers, which is a national body, and we hold shore competitions and we hold boat competitions throughout the year, and the winner of each of those different categories goes forward to fish for Ireland in an all-Ireland competition each year. We've had some great success with that. We've had some members that have qualified for the Irish team down through the years. The shore fishing, we tend to use the beaches along the east coast of Ireland, mm-hmm. from Greystones down to Arklow, down to Wicklow. And the boat fishing would be out from Hoth, but we also use chartered boats from Wexford for the bigger occasions. The angling that goes on, when one goes out to Hoth, particularly at this time of year in the summer, they're mainly anglers who just are not affiliated to any club. They just mm-hmm. go out for catching a few mackerel. One of the main things that we run during the summer is that we have these evening outings from Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays for the months of June, July and August. And from 6 o'clock, we'll say, till 9 o'clock. And we take our club boats out, and any members or friends who like to come along, we go out and we fish around Island's Eye, around the Bailey, and just off Hoth Head for mackerel mainly.
I'd say, though, the difference as well, it must be more exciting on a boat as well. I mean, it's obviously an addiction. Fishing is an addiction, and but I'd say on a boat it's much more exciting than it would be standing on line, because...
Yes, absolutely, Noel. Well, obviously, if you're standing on a pier or on a rock or something like that casting, you're really only kind of catch mackerel, and that's in the height of the summer. If we go out in the boats, we'd go out, we'd say, to the Kish Bank, or we'd go to the Rockabill, we'd go to Lambay Island, all within striking distance of Hoth, and there we would catch ray, cod, plaice, pollock, and so on, a wider variety of fish.
And is it seasonal or all year round?
It's it's all year round, but it is subject to the weather.
Okay.
We have fished. In fact, we've gone out on Christmas Eve. I've been out on Christmas Eve in the boats.
That's dedication. have you ever had fish for Christmas dinner?
Not yet. Okay. Stick to the turkey for the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, so the fishing is very, very good there this particular year. There's plenty of ray on the Kish Bank, and the anglers are having fantastic success at the moment. So fishing out of Howth at the moment is at a premium.
Mm-hmm.
And long may it continue.
Yeah. But how did you get started in it? I mean, was it something for yourself, or the start off as a hobby and then...
Myself?
Yeah.
Oh, I started off many years ago, well over 50 years ago. And it's a passion that I have, and most of the anglers, in fact all of the anglers that we have in the club in Howth, feel the same. I think it's either got to be golf or fishing, one or the other.
Okay, which is the best, do you think?
Fishing for me, so, without, yeah. without a question of a doubt.
Do you have the stories, like with the exaggeration with the hands up? Mine was this big.
We have a weighing scales as well, so we do have to bring them in most times and have them weighed and that sort of thing. Yeah. So, there's all that goes on. But I'm afraid when it comes to golf, I'm
you're a better fisherman.
I can't take to the golf. It's definitely the fishing for me, hands down, every time.
Yeah.
So I'm a Mark Twain when it comes to golf.
It's more freedom though on the sea.
You know what Mark Twain's famous quote is about golf? It's a good walk spoiled.
Well, that's true, especially these days there's so many on the courses. But as I mentioned, the sense of freedom on a boat and the fishing must be great. And the camaraderie between all the people themselves, of course.
Yes, and the fact that it's a competition as well. There's also the safety aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And our boats are passed every year by the Howth lifeboat team.
Mm-hmm.
Come out every year and they inspect our boats for safety purposes, and they mm-hmm. give us this rubber stamp which tells us that our boats are seaworthy. We also have to wear the life jackets, so that's important. In fact, it's compulsory.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody is allowed out on a boat without a life jacket. And as I say, yes, I mean, we'd have several competitions. In fact,
We
are running a competition. In fact, I'm officer today, shortly now, this month, in fact. And it's for one of our predecessor secretaries who died suddenly. And it's a memorial to him, but all proceeds are going to the Howth lifeboat. This is the third year we've been running it. And the chairman, Russell Rafter, comes across. And we've been donating to the lifeboat in excess of €1,000 as a result of this competition every year. We also have the lifeboat boxes in the club, and we're one of the biggest contributors to the Howth lifeboat
mm-hmm.
In the area. Mm-hmm. So we're very proud of that.
And anyone that's listening to us now, they can look up HowthSAC.com for all the information on everything we're talking about. If my arithmetic is right, in the 17 years since you've had the clubhouse, it must have been a great asset now to expand all the work that you used to be able to do. I mean, you were restricted a little bit in the Pier House and in the other place that you used to go to. But now, and you've had other agencies coming in and using the club as well.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the facility is there. We hold ourselves a meeting. There's a committee meeting once every month. There's also a general meeting every month when all the members come along and they're given the lowdown for the competitions that have taken place, the ones that are going to take place, and any activity that's going on within the club is we're notified at those meetings.
Mm-hmm.
It's also great because, as I mentioned earlier, that the Historical Society and the Single Circle and the sing-along on a Sunday evening and so on takes place within the premises as well. And down through the years, we've actually run weddings there.
Wow.
Wedding receptions. And
so would you hold out the fishing poles for the couple to walk through?
Well, no, they wouldn't necessarily be anglers themselves, you know.
Okay, right.
They could just come along and book the premises, you know.
Okay, well, now that you've brought women into the equation, it's the probably only territory that, I mean, women are in the Gulf now. Is any women into the fishing yet?
Well, the statistic on that is that there's 3% of women are anglers in Ireland.
Wow.
And we have had, over the years, quite a number of women in the club who okay. would go out fishing. Not so many nowadays, I have to say. They probably have turned to golf or whatever. But certainly they do bring along their children, and mm-hmm. and they encourage them to take part in the club.
And it would be safe to say as well that people that want to get interested in angling, that the initial outlay might sound expensive, but once you have the equipment, that's the end of it, apart from maybe contributions to the club and stuff like that. But once you have the initial equipment, that's more or less...
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly as you say. I mean, a fishing rod and a reel are quite reasonable. You'll get a good fishing rod, boat fishing rod, for €40, €50. Mm-hmm. You'll get a reel for €20. And so on, but as you say, once you get it, that's it. You know, yeah. you don't need to get another one. Mm-hmm. Obviously, what will happen is you will, as time goes on, you'll step up and you'll go for more sophisticated equipment. It's like mm-hmm. everything nowadays. There's good and bad, but certainly from starting point of view, less than €100 would get you going. And that now we would also explain to the newcomers exactly how to go about catching the fish and
so the
experience will be there.
Okay, Derek, and finally, I mean, obviously you need some funding and that, so how do you raise money for the club and to keep it going and the maintenance and stuff like that? Do you have to do fundraisers?
Yes, we do. In fact, we've run auctions. I've run an auction there now, an angling auction, where everybody would bring their rods and reels that they have in their shed or in their attic or whatever, and we'd auction that off, and we'd raise quite a bit on that. Also, the membership fees will be coming in, and we do have bar facilities there.
Yeah,
and that is a major
that raises
source
some income in
that's
as well.
A major source of revenue as well.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so then the competitions, we charge a nominal fee for the competitions.
Okay.
And we have prizes for that and so on, but by and large we have managed and we continue to manage for financially.
But Jack Charlton never come out and visit?
No, but Jack's a good friend of mine.
Oh, is he? There you
he
go.
Is indeed, yes.
Well, he's a fellow angler, isn't he?
He is. No, we haven't had him out yet. But we have had some major... We have quite a lot of famous people out there over the years. And I have to say that the Michael Woods, Dr. Michael Woods, when he was Minister for the Marine, mm-hmm. was very helpful to us mm-hmm. in the... getting the club going. In fact, he used to come out to most of our functions and sing a song or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
So... We're managing okay. What we could do with and I'd like to use this opportunity, if I could, Noel, to try and get encourage anglers, to young people or elderly people or whatever, to come along and join the club. We're always open for membership, and we have, as I say, an excellent clubhouse. We have a full fleet of boats for the boat fishing. We go offshore fishing, and we've all the facilities there for anybody to come into the angling. So if we do have a website at www.hotsac.com, or you could drop out to 15A West Pier in Hoth most evenings, certainly on a Monday and a Thursday, and most evenings. And we also have a phone number which you can contact and leave a message, and that number is 832-1683. That's 832-1683, and there will be a phone message there, and we will get back to you.
Okay, and just for directions, if anyone doesn't know too well the West Pier, well, you just pass the railway station, first left, and it's just there on your left. That's where it is. And you can look up hotsac.com, or you can drop into the clubhouse at any time, especially Monday or Thursday. Or you can ring 832-1683. But for the moment, Derek Evans from the Hotsea Angling Club, thank you very much.
Okay, Noel, thank you very much for having me along.